You got questions about Chicago? Me too. I'm Erin Allen, host of the Curious City podcast, where each week I answer your questions about the region. From mysteries like, is this building haunted? To questions like, what happens to birds that get stuck inside O'Hare Airport? We get into the answers every Wednesday. Then on Thursdays, come back for a deeper dive where we pull a thread from Wednesday's questions to uncover even more surprising and hidden layers. Listen to Curious City wherever you get your podcasts.
President Donald Trump is touting the arrests of thousands of immigrants who he says are dangerous criminals who must be deported. But Chicago attorneys say the reality on the ground is different. They say agents are picking up innocent immigrants, often without the required warrant. WBEZ immigration reporter Adriana Cardona-Magigad has more.
Hold on, I'm gonna record these guys.
About a week ago, Eduardo Orozco noticed federal agents in his neighborhood in South Suburban Lyons. He took out his phone and started recording. He starts in a back alley and then goes around to the front of his house, where he sees the armed federal agents by his front door.
What are you doing here, bro?
Police.
Get out of my house. Leave, go.
Okay.
Go. Are you guys knocking or are you just trying to knock it down?
Is this your house?
This is my house. I live here.
What's your name?
Don't worry about my name.
Orozco asks the agents to identify themselves.
What's your name and badge number?
Okay, have a good day, all right?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Have a good day.
That's what ICE is doing.
Orozco then follows the agents a few steps down the block where their SUV is parked. The vehicle has tinted windows, so he can't see inside. But then he realizes his dad has been arrested and is inside the SUV screaming. It's hard to hear. The sound is muffled on the video.
Huh?
You know, after standing there for a second, I heard the screams of what was my father screaming, I can't breathe. I got asthma. Call a lawyer.
Orozco says after the arrest, the agents took his father to McNeil Hospital in Berwyn. He says he later learned the agents were looking for a younger family member. His dad was coming home with tamales for the family. They picked him up instead.
My father, he has been here about 26 years. He has his own company. He pays his taxes. He got no criminal record. He got no DUIs, no felonies, not even a misdemeanor. He's never been arrested in his life before. He's a caregiver. He's a helper.
Orozco says the federal agents were just looking to arrest anyone.
They say if you don't got papers, you're good for them. You're the fall guy.
He says they didn't provide any information or justification for the arrest.
They definitely did not show me any warrant. I asked for badge numbers. I asked for names. They didn't want to give me anything.
There hasn't been a single instance where the officers showed a judicial warrant.
Diana Rashid is with the National Immigrant Justice Center. She's working with 20 people who recently got arrested in the Chicago area.
They're detaining what I would call like the low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit, meaning people who were already cooperating with immigration officials and checking in with ICE regularly. She says almost half of the people her team represents have clean records. And lawyers say these arrests also appear to be in flagrant violation of the Fourth Amendment. Last week in Elgin, a resident recorded federal agents trying to get into her family's home. U.S. Marshals were looking for a family member with a criminal record, but they ended up arresting a man named Raul Lopez instead.
Let's just play some of the videos.
I watched the footage with Alexandra Block, an attorney at the ACLU.
The screaming match that the law enforcement officers get into with the folks who are just trying to exercise their rights to ask for a warrant and ask to have the officers identify themselves and why they're there. The behavior is really unprofessional and inappropriate.
There are different kinds of arrest warrants, including a knock-and-announce warrant and a no-knock warrant.
If officers want to get permission from a judge to come into the house without knocking and announcing themselves, they have to prove to the judge why they need that ability because it's dangerous.
So basically, if law enforcement has reason to believe that a person who's wanted for a crime is in a particular house, they have to go to a judge and swear out an affidavit that says under oath that this information is true.
The particularity is really important because it is not just a general fishing expedition. It does not give law enforcement the ability to just look for anybody in the area. They have to tell the judge who they're looking for and why, and it has to meet a standard of probable cause.
Block says what she sees in the video is not the way law enforcement agents should conduct themselves.
When you see the militaristic gear, the tactical gear, the guns pointed at people's faces, they're doing it to intimidate, to instill fear, and to, you know, in some ways sort of make this political theater. They're trying to scare other people in the process of arresting a few people, and that's really unfortunate.
Back in Lyons, Orozco is afraid.
When I'm inside, I'm like living with fear now, even to be in my own house. I gotta, you know, you see how I'm looking out the windows, right? I mean, I shouldn't have to be peeking out my windows without people having to see me to see who's out there, you know, because I'm scared to come out.
His entire family, his mother, his wife and two children, he says, are physically and emotionally distressed. As far as President Trump's so-called crackdown on dangerous immigrants, Orozco says it's a publicity stunt and people like his father are paying the price.
He owns his company and, you know, he got his workers. So now the other workers, they're not working right now. Bills are coming in, rent's coming in. The world keeps on going.
These raids, Orozco says, are not just hurting a few families, but instead an entire community. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.
And this story was reported in collaboration with Elvia Malagon of the Chicago Sun-Times.